Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, Editor-in-Chief, and we have a huge show for you today. Besides our regular lineup, we're going to give away a flip camcorder, an HP mini netbook, a Canon PowerShot 14.1 megapixel Whoa. Camera. Who knew the megapixels went that high? I didn't. And an iRobot Roomba vacuum, among other things. But first of all, let me introduce our guests, because you guys, this is the first time the actual five normal radio show hosts.
The Fab Five.
Normal?
Normal. I don't know about that.
Are all in the office together. I think it's been a couple months.
It has been.
Kathy Houston from Advantages, how does it feel to be with the whole group again?
It feels like home.
We're so happy to have you. Michelle Bell, you've been in Tampa for a while now. What'd you think of Tampa?
How much time do you have?
It was very hot, and the people were very nice. It's a whole different kind of heat
down there. So do you recommend a trip to Tampa in August, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Andy Cohn, a.k.a. Captain Killjoy.
Yep.
You're here, and you're ready to give away prizes.
I am. We're giving them away.
Well, we are happy to see you.
Call the lines.
And Joe Haley, a.k.a. everyone's favorite managing editor, is here.
A.k.a.
And
I am.
He is? A.K.A.
It's my nickname, A.K.A.
We're happy to see you, Joe. Steve will be manning the tech booth, providing lovely sound effects for us all. And, of course, Vinny Driscoll will be answering your phones. And, Vinny, your job is very important today because we're giving away so many prizes. People are going to need to call us at 215-953-4979. Joe, explain how the contest is going to work today.
Well, the past 4 weeks, we've been given a secret word for the week. So week one's secret word was...
Shh.
Fill in the blank. No, I'm not going to say it.
Surprise.
So when we're going to ask for a certain time at the show to call our numbers, we're going to put you on hold. And if you're the first person with the right answer or what that week's secret word is, you're going to win one of these four fabulous prizes that we have here in the studio.
In just a few minutes, we are going to be giving away a flip camcorder. Would you like to show it? It's one of those cool new flip videos.
This is awesome, too. It would be great for anyone out there to do their own videos, launch to their websites, show new products to their clients, and
And so all you have to do in a few minutes, I'm going to ask people to call 215-953-4979 and give us the secret word from week one of the special radio show. And whoever calls in first with the correct word is going to get this flip camera.
It's as easy as that.
It's as easy as
pie. It's easy as that. All you have to do is listen.
Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, we have a special caller from Las Vegas calling in.
Ooh. Is it Wayne Newton?
It is not Wayne Newton, but you'll just have to stay tuned and find out, Melinda. It's not Elvis either. Kathy's got a story on why straightforward salespeople close more deals. We're going to look at some tips for great online video. Michelle, she's back in the fold this week. She's got 10 signs your company
back in the saddle.
Shouldn't be using social media. And then to piggy, what do you call it? Coattail piggy.
Did you just call me a piggy?
To piggy Andy.
Piggyback on that. Andy has something about how you respond to bad online publicity. Mm. We have, again, four prizes to give away, so you have to call in when we tell you to call in. All this, some more, and we're going to start with the NBC News in 60 seconds or less with Andy.
Take it away, Andy.
Joe, thanks very much. We begin this morning with product safety news. A new product category is in the safety spotlight as supermarket chain Wegmans announced over the weekend that two reusable bag styles it sold to customers have tested for elevated levels of lead. Wegmans sold more than 725,000 of the Chinese-made bags and now says it will replace the bags for new ones. Their supermarket was forced to take action after an activist group independently tested their reusable bags. We continue now with supplier acquisition news. Image Award Ribbons has acquired Melrose Ribbons. The Rhode Island-based Image Award will now expand its operations to the West Coast with this deal, and the company intends to grow its more than $10 million in annual revenues. No Melrose management or employees will be retained by Image Award. In legislative news, the city of San Francisco has its regulatory sights set on promotional toys handed out with high-calorie kids' meals. The city, which is set to vote on the measure to ban toys from being given out with high-fat kids' meals at restaurants, would be the largest in the nation to pass such a law. And finally, don't forget to watch the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what kind of shenanigans are you up to today?
Well, I have a purse today, Andy. It's rather stylish.
Purse? I'd say that fits you well.
It's a lady purse. That and European pens.
European.
European.
Pens from Europe.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Joe. We'll be looking forward to that Joe show. Okay. Now it's time for the first giveaway, guys. Are you excited?
Wow.
All right, we are going to pick up. The lines are zooming. Call us 215-953-4979.
That's some dramatic.
With the
soundage.
Week one word, and you will win a flip camera. And we're going to pick a call right now. Go ahead, Steve. Who do we have on the line?
This is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Dawn, are you interested in winning a flip video camera?
Of course.
Well, all you have to do is tell us the week one word.
Radio.
Oh,
radio!
Somebody was listening.
All right.
Wow, Dawn, you just won yourself a flip camera. What are you going to do with it?
I'm sure I'll use it.
Well, I hope you do. Are you a distributor? What company are you from?
I am a distributor. I'm with Cedric Spring and Associates. We're in St. Charles, Illinois.
All right. Well, is everybody in the office going to be really excited that you're our big winner?
I think so.
All right. Well, congratulations, Dawn. Thank you so much for calling in. And you can stay on the line, and we'll give you info on how we can ship you your new flip video.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
so,
Dawn. Thanks, Dawn.
So when given the choice, you guys creatively picked the word radio.
Joe did.
I
was out of town. I picked
I
some other words, which I can't reveal now. Mine are much more
creative.
As mine was. For the week two word, very creative.
Oh, yeah. I have been bashed about that word like you won't believe. Someone said it should have been something like armadillo. It's like radio is a fine word.
I tell you what, the lines have heated up.
I know.
We have a full board.
They are. I've never seen them
right
so
now.
Hot. Well, you're going to have to wait in just a few minutes. We'll have our next contest winner. But first, we have a very special guest, Tim Andrews, ASI CEO and president, is on the line, and he's calling us from an early morning in Las Vegas. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Melinda. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, you're not calling to win a prize because you're not eligible, right?
I didn't know the word either, so.
Oh, that means you weren't listening.
You haven't
then.
Been listening to the radio show.
I'm not eligible, so I try to block my ears when things like that come up.
All right, well, in just a few minutes, we're going to give away an HP Mini Netbook. But, Tim, tell us what you're doing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're out here for the ASI Holiday Preview, a show that's in the Sands Exposition Center today. And wrapping up today, we started with education yesterday afternoon with David Blaze as our featured educator. And we had about 140 people in a jam-packed session. It went from about 1 o'clock in the afternoon to about 5 o'clock. And we had a bit of a break there for the suppliers and the attendees of the education, the distributors, to be able to network. About 140 people plus the suppliers who are exhibiting here were able to network for about an hour. And then we had another very large distributor meeting going on with about 70 additional people. So over 200 people here yesterday, and we're expecting several hundred more. We're probably going to wrap up with about 500 people attending the show and about 80 exhibitors.
That's great. Now, yesterday I understand that David Blaze was presenting the very popular New Distributor Success Track. What was the feedback from that event?
Yeah, it was really great. You know, we spent some time during the networking talking to people about, you know, what the year is looking like and how it's shaping up and what they need to do going forward. And I think one of the takeaways that I heard from a few people was, one, that, of course, David did a great job, as always, at our shows, talking about how to manage the business. But one of the key discussions was how to create a strategic plan and a sales plan so that you can think about new markets to go after and new ways to grow your business with your existing clients. And so I think that particular session, or part of his overall session, was very well received because people really need to focus on that, and getting away to Vegas for a few days gives them a chance to sort of mull that over and think about how they're going to attack the rest of the holiday season, but also importantly get into the 2011 season.
Now, Tim, the show out there is obviously focused on the fourth quarter and the holiday selling season. What would you say is the outlook for people attending the show? What's the buzz and the sort of feelings that people are having for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I would say the people are, you know, I think having a good feeling going into the fourth quarter. I think they're thinking that people are back. Certainly, you know, I think it's spotty across the nation in terms of what distributors are saying according to our surveys. But the first and second quarter were both up pretty healthy from a very weak year-ago quarter. People are feeling like this quarter is, you know, shaping up pretty well. We know from our own statistics, you know, we track the average number of searches that an ESP user is doing. And, of course, ESP is widely used by about 30,000 distributors across the United States. And last month, for instance, the number of searches per user was up about 10% from the prior month. So, you know, we're seeing definitely a trend here where people are getting in, looking to source more product and creating more presentations on a percentage basis year over year, and also sort of on a trailing, you know, month over month. So I think people are feeling pretty positive. You know, there's still a little unknown in the economy, but I think people are, you know, keeping a positive attitude and realizing that they've got to go after new prospects as well as going back to their existing clients.
That's great. Well, I like the optimism. I know there's some big suppliers that are going to be on the floor today. I know Sanmar and American Apparel are going to be there. So, and it's going to wrap up with a networking reception. Is that right?
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, we've got, it's mostly a tabletop. We've got a lot of, you know, very large, well-known suppliers here, and distributors, you know, raring to go to get in to see them.
All right. Well, if you're in the area, be sure to check out the ASI Holiday Preview today at the Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you very much. Have a good show.
Thank you. We're going to pause right now for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we're going to give away more prizes. Yeah.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Radio's very special radio show today. We've given away prizes today. We've already given away a flip camcorder, but we're shortly going to give away an HP mini netbook, a Canon PowerShot camera, and a Roomba. Michelle, I bet you would like to have a Roomba.
What the hell's a Roomba?
I love
automatic vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, you just put the vacuum down and turn it on and leave, and then you come
back. Mine's name is Consuela, so really.
Your whole house will be clean. And I think your cats would love the Roomba, too.
Oh, yeah, they would.
But call us now. You may have trouble getting through, 215-953-4979. If you do, just keep calling, and hopefully you'll be one of our lucky winners. First of all, though, Kathy,
yes.
Why do straightforward salespeople close more deals?
Well, besides good customer service and creativity and all that, the number one thing that people say when you ask what you look for in a good salesperson, they say is somebody who tells it like it is. No BS.
Yeah.
Right? Good or bad. So tell it like it is and you'll reap the benefits. You can't please everybody. As Bill Cosby said, the key to failure is trying to please everybody. So, you know, if people aren't buying from you or whatever, you have to know when to walk away too. Right? Because you're not going to please everyone. Maybe your product doesn't fit what they need at the time, or they might not like you. But don't take it personally. Don't take it personally.
Really? Don't take it personally.
And when you're telling people what you sell, be straight and to the point. Just say, we sell X, and we've helped companies like yours with, you know, fundraising, whatever, special events, whatever you're trying to sell them. And also, as I mentioned before, know when to walk away. There's nothing that builds more trust in a relationship than telling your prospect or customer that what you sell is not the solution for their current situation. Who knows? They might even call you down the line because you were so honest about it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think customers also appreciate not having their time wasted.
Exactly.
You know, get to the point and,
right.
You know, give your features and benefits and say how you can help them. But if it's not working, don't try to talk around in a circle. Where,
right, you shouldn't be wasting your time either.
Yeah. I think people have a low threshold for schmooziness. You
they
know
do.
What I mean? They just don't want to deal.
I mean, come on. Like, how do we all feel, right? You walk into a furniture store or whatever, and you can't stand the guy that comes up to you like, oh, like all phony baloney.
And I always say go away.
Do you actually
you
say
would.
Go away?
I don't know. But
you
I
would
say,
like to say
I,
go away.
I do actually, whenever I first walk into a store and a salesperson walks up to me, I will normally say, you know, I'm just looking right now.
Yeah.
As in, get away from me.
Right, right, exactly. Also, I don't think salespeople should hedge on price. I mean, if someone clearly can't afford something,
right.
You know, why make them think they can and then go through the whole process mm-hmm. and then give them this price that they weren't expecting?
Yeah, and you can also try and offer them a less expensive solution too, makes if sense. That's the case. But if they're clearly not going to buy, know when it's time to walk away.
Good advice. Thank you very much, Kathy. All right, Joe, we gave away a flip video a little while ago. Mm-hmm. More and more distributors are creating online videos, especially at our shows. What are some tips on how to create a great online video?
Great. Well, this comes from Entrepreneur, and they've picked up on this like many business publications have. They say, you know, you really got to put these videos online. And they have 9 tips. We'll post all 9 of them on the internet on our webpage here. But I'm just going to give you a couple of them. One, you don't need expensive equipment. So something like this flip video camera
absolutely
will work.
A couple $100.
It's really true.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
And these are things that we said in some of the classes we've had at ASI shows on video. Don't worry about being perfect. You know, just get out there, do it, and as you start to do it more and more, you'll get more comfortable and your videos will actually get better. Keep it short. It can't be too long. It's like with writing on the internet too. You don't want, you know, an article that's too long because people don't want to sit there on the internet reading too long. So keep your videos between 60 seconds if you can and 90 seconds. You need to make it visible what they're saying is on your website. Put it at the top of the website above the fold rather than down low where people have to search for it. And when you put it there, you have to consider, do you want someone to click on it to play it or should it play automatically? And the advice there is, If it's a one-time sale you're doing, have it play automatically. But if your clients continually come back to your website all the time, give them the option to play it. Because if every time they click on a video plays, then they might start to get a little annoyed with that. But those are some of the great tips out there. And they say it's great for any online marketing plan, and people should be doing more and more of it.
Yeah. All right. We're going to put these tips up on our website, asicentral.com/radio. And Joe, are you going to be teaching more classes at the ASI shows in 2011 on how to make your own video?
I hope so. I really enjoy doing them.
We're putting you on the slate. All right, guys. It's time. I think we need another drum roll. or trumpets or whatever those are. All right. We are about to give away an HP Mini Netbook to the next caller who is able to give us our week two contest word. And Vinny, let's go to the phones and see who we have. Hello, you're on ASI Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Danielle from Cleveland.
Hi, Danielle. Are you a distributor or supplier?
Distributor.
Danielle, are you interested today in winning an HP Mini Netbook?
I am extremely interested.
What would you do if you won one?
Oh, maybe I would go on vacation and... I couldn't wait. My heart's been pounding here.
You just said the word. So tell us again the week two word.
Vacation.
Woo! Oh, we're so excited for you. You just won the netbook. Congratulations.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you. You guys give so many great tips every week. You make me laugh. You start my day off well.
Well, we are glad to hear that. Keep listening, and congratulations on your big win. And stay on the line, and we'll get some information so we can send you your prize.
Okay, super. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, well, that leaves two more prizes to give away in just a little bit. We're giving away a Canon PowerShot 14.1 megapixel camera and the Roomba.
Which we know Michelle doesn't really want. So
if you can't
we're going
to
give it away.
Keep trying because the phone lines are lit up. 215-953-4979. We'll get to prize three in just a couple minutes. But Michelle, we've talked a lot about ways that companies can use social media. What are some reasons companies should not use social media? This is a little counterintuitive to what we've been discussing.
You know, it is, and we'll post this article on our website. It's 10 signs that your company shouldn't use social media, but I would say, having read all of these, that these are all things that you can get by. I really think that in some capacity, companies should be using some form of social media. Some of these suggest that you shouldn't be using them right away. There's a little bit of homework to do. For example, if you haven't explored social media at all, there is a little bit of a learning curve that you should do a little bit of research. Certainly in our magazines, we've written a lot about it. You could go on to asicentral.com and do a little bit of research and find out. It would maybe take, you know, an hour or two just to kind of get, you know, the lay of the land and find out how to do it.
So don't just go up and start posting things
without
seeing what the protocol is.
You need to see the protocol, and you need to really keep your audience in mind and what your goals are. If you don't have any time, that's one of the tips here, that you shouldn't use social media. Here's my thing. It doesn't take long to post a tweet. You know, anybody can use Twitter.
You know, and it's funny, though. I hear lots of people say, oh, I just don't have time. But I think you're right.
It's because they haven't really done it as much or as little time as you want it to be.
Listen, no one was more hesitant than me about using social media and on online, you know, networking, things like that. It's very easy to do. You just need to carve out a little bit of time. And, you know, even when you're just...
Like you said, you could tweet, you know, five minutes twice a day.
Anywhere. Here's one thing, though, that people really do need to kind of wrap their brains around. You won't get immediate results right away. It does take time to kind of develop and carve out a niche, as Rich would say.
So if your company is using this as its big new marketing strategy,
yes,
you're not going to see ROI.
Certainly, I would say to consider it as a supplement to the marketing that you're doing, that will work really well. But, you know, if you're looking for a big payoff right away because you've heard so many, you know, grand and, you know, lustrous things.
Oh, we're on Facebook now.
Yeah. It's going to take some time, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't hang in there, because I think that the payoff will be there. Mm-hmm. It just takes some time.
You know what it is? It's a brand building effort like any other. Mm-hmm. You know, when you do brand-based advertising, it's not something you're necessarily tracking for immediate leads.
It's part of an integrated plan.
It is part of your marketing plan, and you're building your brand, and that's one way to do it and you're doing it through other means as well, obviously.
And the one other thing they say here is don't do it if you're not a people person, and I would disagree with that as well. I know plenty of people, such as me, who, you know, get irritated by people all the time. Yet I do it, and it works well.
Okay.
You've just given yourself away.
So you can fake it online.
You can fake it. Many people are, I think, funny via Twitter and blogs and things who have, you know, the personalities of, you know, wet oatmeal.
Well, no, that's the beauty of it, though, because some people are funnier, you know, not face-to-face, but an email or something. So that's actually an ideal medium for them.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll post those tips online as well at asicentral.com/radio. All right. So, Andy.
Yeah.
More with the online thing.
Yeah.
Say your company gets trashed on Facebook.
Yeah, and it happens a lot.
Exactly. Disgruntled employees, customers. How do you respond to something?
Well,
like that?
I would say this is focused mostly on customers. So, if you have clients or customers that are complaining about any service or product that you provided in the online space, then here are some tips with how to deal with it. First thing that you want to make sure you do is not to respond in those public mediums, in the social networks. You want to be careful not to have this sort of back and forth, sort of he said, she said, back and forth online where other people can see it. So what you want to do is contact that customer privately, you know, send them an email, call them, and treat them as any other disgruntled customer. You know, try to find out what their issues were, find out where your service may have gone wrong, and then see how you can remedy that. And then maybe they become a sort of more satisfied person and post something more positive. You want to try to turn that situation around, but you don't want to get into that sort of online public back and forth where others can see it and then others start to chime in. You know, you want to be sort of taking the high road a little bit more when there's negative complaints, negative comments about your company online.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Andy Cohn. Joe, did you have a comment?
I have a comment, actually. You know, I think it's also important, I don't know if you guys read, but Mark Zuckerberg, who's the founder of Facebook, that movie's coming out about them, the social network.
He
got caught sending disparaging IMs about his the people who use Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he got called on it. And he just recently said, yeah, it was me. Because they said, did you really post this? Was this you? And he fessed up and he apologized. And Strata just said that was the most important thing he could have done.
Sure.
He fessed up that it was him and he apologized.
Mm-hmm. Because
I was just going to say, if you make a mistake and you know, a lot of people were affected by it, then like we've talked about before, you know, when you have a sort of PR disaster, you do want to actually own up to that. So if it's not just a one-time thing, if there's a large mistake that your company may have made and other customers were affected, you do want to quickly own up to it.
I always wonder, do you guys ever go on that TripAdvisor? It's online.
Yeah, I love it.
Whenever I'm checking out like a hotel or a resort or something, I'll go in there and they have, you know, people post comments about their experiences.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, in almost everyone, you're going to find someone who had a bad experience.
Right.
Sure.
And you always wonder, you know, I mean, sometimes you'll see that the property will respond and post something up there. So, you know, your theory, Andy, is that it's best to respond.
I think you have to be careful with public responses. Just for, like I said, the ways that then it opens up other possibilities for other people to chime in or for that person to even give more details about what may have gone wrong.
To argue with you.
I would say you want to stay away from any public argument.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you very much. All right, guys, it's time for our week 3 giveaway. I just love that.
Joe is holding up.
It's a Canon PowerShot Digital Elf. 14.1 megapixels.
That's huge.
And that's a lot of megapixels. We're going to give that away right now. Vinny's going to pick the next caller. Hello, you're on ASI Radio. Who's this?
Howdy, this is Frank.
Howdy Frank. How are you?
Oh, fine.
You're excited this
morning. We're enjoying your show, definitely.
Oh, I'm glad. Frank, where are you from?
San Antonio. San Antonio, Texas.
All right. And are you wearing a cowboy hat today?
Howdy.
All right. Frank, are you interested in photography?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's always a benefit and something we can use in the business as well as, you know, family stuff. But definitely business. I use that a lot.
Okay. Well, if you give us the correct week 3 word right now, you're going to win yourself a Canon PowerShot camera.
Well, this is somebody's actually house pooch. They actually had one, so it's a dachshund.
Yay! Congratulations. I have 2 dachshunds at home, Ruckus and Daisy. So this word was chosen
in honor of them.
We'll send pictures along with the camera.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for calling.
Frank,
shouldn't we make them spell it?
Yeah, do you know how to spell dachshund?
What's that?
Do you know how to spell dachshund?
Oh, yes. D-A-C. What's that?
Go ahead.
D-A-C-H-S-H-U-N-D.
Very good. Wow,
and he's an extra
Bell or
so
two.
That should come with some film, huh?
Absolutely. Well, it's digital.
Digital camera, I get it.
Okay.
Frank, you got to send us pictures when you get the camera, okay?
Yeah, you know what? This show has been really informative. I love the forum. I love what you guys do and stuff. You know, it gave me some real good insight, and it's motivating. That's what we appreciate. Thanks.
Aww, well, thank you so much, Frank from San Antonio. Enjoy your camera and stay on the phone line.
We should take them on to Australia like Oprah did.
All right.
Or maybe the Outback Steakhouse.
You arrange that.
Where did that come from?
All right. Well, congratulations.
Kathy
to Frank.
Was watching
Everybody, hold on, though. In just a few minutes, we're going to give away the week four prize, which is, Joe, what is it?
It is the Roomba.
Oh, yeah.
The Roomba.
My favorite. iRobot.
This is the prize I picked.
You did?
I picked this out.
So you'd like to have one?
It's yes.
The Roomba iRobot. Okay. Automatic vacuum cleaner.
All right. Everybody wants a Roomba, but only one lucky person is going to get it in just a few minutes. First, though, let's talk about KFC. And before we get to the whole logo KFC thing, have you guys seen this new dish they're advertising? I don't know if dish is the right word. Entree? I don't know what you call it. Anyway, it's two fried pieces of chicken with a bunch of stuff between. But the fried chicken is the actual bun.
It's ridiculous.
And what's inside? It's
like cheese.
It's cheese and
bacon.
No, it's cheese and bacon. Steve's got it. It's called the double down, and it's the nastiest thing you've ever set your eyes on.
It looks delicious. I won't eat it, but it looks good.
That doesn't even look good.
How much fat can that have?
A lot.
It's horrible.
Yeah, health groups are really upset with that sandwich. They say that it's over the top with the calories in there and the amount of fat in there.
Well, keeping that in mind, KFC,
two pieces of fried chicken.
I guess, is looking for a new logo.
Well, they're trying to revive their founder, Colonel Sanders' image, because, you know.
They're not going to revive the Colonel, are they?
They're not, but they're trying to revive his image because kids today don't even know him from Beans. They don't even know that he was a real guy. Did you know he was a real guy?
I did.
That founded KFC?
I did.
And the other thing is, like, they're kind of losing hold of their brand because they've gone from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC. People don't even know what KFC stands for, if you could believe that. And it's just like all falling apart. So they're trying to revive their brand.
But their logo does have a photo still of the guy or a drawing.
Yeah, it still does have a drawing of the guy,
of the Colonel
Sanders. But he used to be in white. Now he's in a red apron or whatever. So they're going on Facebook and they're giving people a chance to create and upload a piece of art that could become a painting to hang next to the famous Norman Rockwell painting of Colonel Sanders. So people are supposed to sketch Colonel Sanders and submit it to this Facebook page that they have. And this is all part of a big PR campaign. And the winner is going to win $1,100, 100 for each of the 11 herbs and spices used for the Colonel's original recipe.
Plus as many Double Downer sandwiches as they can eat. Oh, no, I just made that part up.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that's all part of a big PR campaign they're doing with social networking.
Yeah, I like it. Social networking and you're trying to revive the logo.
Right. The good old Colonel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good luck to KFC.
Yeah, good luck.
And the Colonel. All right, in just a minute, we're going to give away our last prize. You can try your luck by calling us at 215-953-4979. But first, Joe, here's a new, there's some new fun happening at corporate events. What is that?
Yes, it's a photo booth. Everyone remember a photo booth? You go to a bowling alley or a boardwalk or something.
I remember.
You go inside, you put
they
a dollar.
They have those at weddings now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing. They're available for rent at corporate events, $995 with a limited release. So it's not all over the country. But how it works is, at this event, say it's a trade show, the people come in and they can sit down and have their photo taken in a photo booth, and then they put in an email address, and it sends a strip and a customized frame to that person's email address. Mm-hmm. And when they get it back at the office, they can print it out and frame it if they so choose. It's eco-friendly for companies to use because there's no ink used there. There's no paper used there. And it's portable. They don't have to worry about it. They actually send technicians who will man and operate the booth all day for you. So it's an opportunity for trade show planners to market the trade show more. Also, it gives them an opportunity to gather because they get a database of all the emails. So after that event's over, they can then use that database for more direct marketing for the upcoming shows or any other products and services that they offer. So I think it's a really neat idea.
Yeah, those are
it really is.
I've been to two weddings where they had those. And what they do is they put a frame like that would hold a strip of photos with the couple's name and the wedding date. And that's your favorite. They print out your photo after you have it taken and you stick it in there.
People also really have fun with those. They
right.
just pile themselves into photo booths and
Yeah, it's fun and memorable.
You know, I went to a Miley Cyrus concert last year, And they had a twist on this. You could take your photo with a cutout of Miley Cyrus for free, mm-hmm. and then they would immediately send it to your Facebook page and upload it on your Facebook page.
That's neat.
So you could say, oh, I'm at the Miley Cyrus concert.
Down at Disney at Epcot and the big golf ball.
Yes.
At the end of that ride, you put in all your information in this computer that's in the car you're in. And then as you go a little further down, they create this video of you with your picture, because it takes your picture in this car. And then at the end, you just email it to yourself, and you can print out a postcard of you in this video, and you also have a copy of the video itself. So it's just
cool.
You know,
another clever idea.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guess what it's time for, guys?
I love it.
Love that
we
music.
We are giving away our last big prize of the day. According to Kathy, we saved the best for last mm-hmm. with the iRobot Roomba. We're going to pick a caller right now, and if they can give us the correct word, they're going to take a Roomba home. Hello, who is this?
Marie Deal.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, Marie?
Huh?
Where are you from?
Concord, North Carolina.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But I work for Geiger out of Lewiston, Maine.
Oh, wow. Now, do you like to vacuum, Marie?
No.
And that's thinking, why this is perfect.
I hope they leave me to last so I can win that.
See?
All right. Well, if you give us the week four correct word, the Roomba is yours.
Darling.
Oh,
sweetheart.
Ding, 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 ding.
She wasn't talking to you.
Oh, I thought she was.
Well, congratulations, Marie. You're a distributor from North Carolina for Geiger.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Now, what are you going to do with your Roomba?
I'm going to put it in full working condition.
It's going to be working overtime, I guess.
What are you going to name it?
Right, like I do.
What are you going to name it?
Probably. Well, I could name it Joe, right?
Yes, you can. Very good.
She's
I
a
love
hard
that
worker.
Yes.
Joe would be very excited.
Because Joe cleans everything.
Well, Marie, congratulations on your new Roomba. You'll have to call us in a couple weeks and tell us how it's working for you.
Oh, I will.
All
I
right.
promise.
Well, thank congratulations, you, thank you. And thanks for listening to ASI Radio.
Because he's
stay
little,
on the line.
He's little, he's wild, and he sucks.
Wow.
Welcome back, Michelle. Welcome back.
That's a really interesting way to end up the show. And coincidentally, we are out of time today. Thanks today for everyone listening to our special ASI Radio show. Thanks to today's I Promote You sponsor. And thanks very much to everyone for participating in our contest. Have a great week.